Okay, Andy Breckman, there's no time to waste. We have some very offensive statues in the New York area that we need to get rid of. Are you with me?
I'm with you. We have 60 statues in New York City.
Yeah, and let me start the timer. Here we go. The first statue...
Wait, you have to explain what we're doing.
Well, let me put the first statue up. This is the statue of Mayor Fiorella LaGuardia in Greenwich Village.
Now, we know, we assume it should be knocked down.
It should be knocked down. LaGuardia...
We just don't know why. We just need a reason.
LaGuardia did a lot of really bad things, including reading comics to kids over...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, the kids should have been read better poetry, more literature. What is the number people should call?
They should call 201-209-9368.
And is that a new number?
It is a new number, brand new. And we only have 25 seconds left if you want to tear down the Fiorella LaGuardia statue.
We need one phone call per statue and tell us why it should be torn down. If no one calls, we move on to the next statue. That statue is spared.
That's right.
You know what this show is called, Ken?
What's it called?
You've heard of Wrecking Balls, right?
Yep.
But this is Ken and Andy's Woking Ball. This is our Woking
Ball
show.
The Woking Ball, okay.
What statue will the Woking Ball be taking down today?
Okay, the goat screams tells us that it's done. Time to move on to another statue.
Wait, you mean the mayor of LaGuardia has been spared the Woking Ball?
He has been spared.
Okay, we have 60 seconds left. What's the next statue?
Next statue is the statue of Lafayette, Marquis de Lafayette.
Wait, what did he do, or what should he have done that he didn't do?
Well, he helped the colonialists fight the British.
Helping the colonialists. 201-209-9368. Any listener with a semi-plausible reason to knock down this statue. And consider it knocked down. The Woking Ball is waiting for you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Why should we knock down the Statue of Lafayette?
Because Electric Ladyland was taken down, so it's only fair.
Done.
Okay. Marquis de Lafayette gone. Okay, that's good.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, the Statue of LaGuardia has been spared. The Woking Ball moved on. Lafayette taking down. How satisfying it would be to just throw some ropes and pull down that statue.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Pull up an SUV.
Finally get to use my grappling hook. Okay, yeah. The next statue is the statue of John Watts, an early New York City politician at Trinity Church Cemetery. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. If you can tell us some problem with John Watts, a reason to take down his statue.
We want to tear them all down. We just need a reason. It doesn't have to be a good reason. You know, Ken, can I make a prediction?
Yeah, we have a call.
Okay, go ahead. Take the
call.
Hi,
you're on the air.
We lost it.
Cat got his tongue. Okay, we move on. Sorry.
My prediction, in 30 years, every single statue in the United States will be of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There'll be no exceptions.
All right, we move on now to the statue.
Wait. John Watts has been spared?
John Watts has been spared.
Okay.
This is a big one, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the statue of Christopher Columbus.
Where is it?
In Columbus Square in Queens. It has not been removed yet.
Just remind me, you know, there was an explorer named Christopher Columbus, but from everything I've read, he was a great guy. He brought Western civilization to our shores.
Well, let's see. You're on the air.
Who is it now? Columbus?
Columbus.
Yeah. Could there possibly be a reason?
Is there anything wrong with Columbus?
I think he was late on his taxes a few years.
A tax cheat.
You mean the money he owed Queen Isabella? He didn't pay it.
Well, he was Italian. Columbus was Italian, but he worked for the Spaniards.
Yeah, so he was...
Who did he owe the taxes? I think we have to spare it. That whole thing is fishy.
Sparing Columbus?
Well, are we gonna get rid of Columbus because he's a tax cheat?
That's good enough for me.
Okay, all right. Done. Done and done.
You need a good, legitimate reason to tear down statues? Where have you been?
Well, it just sounds fishy.
What happened to your newspaper subscription?
He was an Italian who worked for Spain. Who was he late with taxes to?
Well, if he...
Italy
if he
or Spain.
Spain. Look, he collected the riches for Queen Isabella, right, for Spain. He didn't pay the proper amount of taxes, apparently.
Okay, our next statue is the statue of Mahatma Gandhi in Union Square Park in New York City. What was wrong with Gandhi, the leader, well, the leader of Indian independence?
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. What was wrong with Gandhi? Why should we tear the statue down?
Ugh. Are you sure you know how to work that little machine?
Yeah,
of
I
yours?
Know. I know how to work that little
machine.
You know
how to push all the buttons?
All right. The statue of Mahatma Gandhi in Union Square Park is spared.
No, wait. You mean, wait. Is the clock really ticking like this every
yes,
60 seconds?
Yes, the clock
seconds?
Is ticking. I just started it again. Here we go. The statue of Chester Arthur, 21st U.S. President, which is in Madison Square Park. Why
201-209-9368. If you have a problem with President, wait, who is he doing?
Chester A. Arthur, Andy, the 21st U.S. President.
Well, you only have 30 seconds to call and tell us why we should tear it down.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, the current government in India didn't like Gandhi.
Oh, we're not on Gandhi anymore? Good God. You're too late with Gandhi.
The woking ball has moved 18 blocks.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to add something about the Christopher Columbus fact.
No, we're not on Columbus anymore.
People, you've got to call right. You've got to be proud. The woking ball is just whipping around Manhattan. 201-209-9368. Has Chester Arthur been spared?
He has 2 seconds. He's been spared.
Okay, what's the next statue?
The next statue is, let me mark off Chester Arthur. This is the bust of Golda Meir, former Prime Minister of Israel, which is in Golda Meir Square in Manhattan. So what's the problem? Oh, I'm sure there's lots of problems with Golda Meir.
She borrowed my uncle's station wagon and returned it with no gas at all.
Did she say she would return it with gas?
No, but it's always implied when you borrow a friend's car and there's gas in the tank.
Unless you prepay for the gas.
Well, that's not what I heard. But maybe there's another reason people would have a problem. 201-209-9368.
Why should we take? You're on the air. Why should we take down the Golda Meir statue? You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. The statue. Okay, done. Golda Meir has five.
Are you pushing the buttons?
I am pushing the buttons.
Are you the buttons that are lit up?
Yes, I am.
Maybe we should make this 90 seconds per button.
Golda Meir is spared.
Wait, maybe the woking ball is too. Maybe the trigger on the woking ball is too much of a hair trigger. You want to give it 90 seconds?
No, that sounds really regressive, Andy. I think the woking ball is doing what it needs to do. I'm starting
just moving through. Yeah, the woking ball only has an hour to take down the whole.
Yeah, I'm starting the timer again. This is the statue of Hans Christian Andersen, beloved author, as portrayed by Danny Kaye in a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a statue of him in Central Park. Should we take it down? You're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Hans Christian Andersen. That's the statue up on the Woking block now. What do you say? How come these people...
Christian Andersen. No, that's got to go.
Yeah, why?
Anderson?
Why?
Just give us a reason.
Anderson Cooper, man. It's a relation to CNN. It's all CNN, and the next one's going to be Fox, and next thing you know, we got Sesame Street on the chopping block.
What's the connection between Anderson Cooper and Hans Christian Andersen?
What's the connection?
Anderson Cooper? CIA,
Anderson and Anderson.
Come
it's the
on,
same
man.
Name.
Oh, Anderson Cooper, right? Hans Christian Andersen. Okay, he's down. All right.
Yeah, down.
Because he reminds us, because he can't help but remind us of the media elite.
Okay.
And
we've gotten rid of the Hans Christian Andersen statue.
So if you're just tuning in, the Woking Ball is taking down statues. Mayor LaGuardia has been spared. Right? Lafayette has been wrecked.
Yeah, you're eating up all our time, Andy.
Go. Who's next?
Okay, the next one is the George Washington statue that's in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens. It's George Washington as a master mason. Why should we get rid of this statue? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Come on, get to the point. The Woking Ball can't wait. Come on.
Oh, okay. What statue?
George Washington as Master Mason in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens.
Well, he did kill my great-grandfather.
Done.
Good enough.
You know, Ken, if I had lived in 1776, you know what I would have done?
What?
Single-handedly dug the Underground Railway to help the all the slaves escape. That's what I would have done.
I don't think you could have done it, Andy.
I would have done it.
I don't think you could have done it.
I would have financed the entire operation.
Okay, now we're putting up the statue of the Falconer in Central Park. You know the Falconer statue?
No.
Yeah, there's a Falconer statue in Central Park.
I find it very offensive, but I just don't know why. I wish someone could help me.
Okay.
201-209-9368. The Woking Ball is on the move.
Why should we take down the statue of the Falconer in Central Park?
I thought we were on George Washington.
No, we're past that. That's old news.
Genocidal maniac.
The Falconer.
Genocidal maniac.
Animal abuse. Come on, he's a Falconer.
Yeah, animal abuse.
Animal abuse. Good enough. Okay, yeah. Down. Done.
That's kind of an obvious one.
Oh, jeez, yeah. That was
also softball. Also, he date raped my sister.
Okay, the next statue is the statue of Jose Bonifacio de Andrade, who everybody knows was very important to Brazilian history. It's in Bryant Park, and we need to know why this needs to
why
be
we're
taken
taking
down.
The Woking Ball is parked right next to the statue of Jose de Andrade.
Jose Bonifacio de Andrade.
Yeah, de Andrade. Yeah, Bonifacio de Andrade.
Yeah.
Not Steve de Andrade.
Important to Brazilian history, but not important to the indigenous people of Brazil. That's my guess. Why should we take this statue down?
We know we should. We just need a reason.
You're on the air.
209-9368.
I thought we were doing the Falconer.
No, that's past.
No,
oh,
no,
geez.
No. People,
stop living in the past. This is 2020.
What?
You're living.
This show is going at a breakneck pace.
It's Jim the Poet.
We have 60 statues to take down.
All right.
Who is DeAndre? I don't even know that guy.
Jose Bonifacio de Andrade, he has been spared.
Oh, he got spared.
He got spared. But, Jim, you're on the phone with us already. So tell us why we should take down the bust of Victor Herbert in Central Park. Everybody knows all about Victor Herbert.
Is it Victor Herbert or is it Victor Herbert?
What
is Victor Herbert's all of? What's his story?
He stole the name from Victor Herbert and changed the pronunciation of it.
Yeah,
he was a scoundrel.
He just seems like we can make some space there. I mean, any place we can make space in Manhattan for more real estate, I think we ought to do it.
Yeah, to put up low-cost housing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know,
exactly.
Igloos, something,
okay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so a bust. It's going. A bust. He's missing his body. It's ableist.
I mean, he's already half down then.
Okay.
I mean, take him out. Get him out of there.
Yeah, okay, done. Done. Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.
And you know, the pomposity of dropping the silent T in his name.
I know, God. Okay, now we're at the statue of a group of bears in Central Park. You know the bears.
201-209-9368. Ken, do you have any personal reasons that bears should not be celebrated?
Yes, a bear ripped two walls off my garage.
That's good enough for me.
A big black bear. Okay, done. It's out.
Done.
I'm not even going to the phones for that one.
The Woking Ball moves on.
Okay, let me reset.
Oh, you know what? You should have a sound effect of a ball of a building being.
No time for that, Andy. Got to get your priorities.
Yeah, no
straight.
Time for that. We only had 8 days to prepare.
Okay, we're going back to the Flushing Meadows Park. This is the statue of the rocket thrower in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens.
The rocket.
Oh, we
got to
melt that down. We need the metal. We need that copper for the sporks. The children must be fed.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That one's out of there. Okay.
Okay, the Woking Ball is taking it down. Come on, don't you have any sound effects of a building being
I can't stop what we're doing to find a sound effect.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, we're on a very tight schedule here.
Well,
are you serious, Andy?
Well, but we should have, like, pre-produced it to some
Well,
extent.
Yeah, but it's too late for that. It sounds like you're really not serious about
No, I'm with you. Okay. I'm the guy. I'm running the Woking Ball. I'm the guy in the operator seat.
Okay, I'm starting the next 60-second timer, and
yeah.
The statue now is the statue of Henry Warren Slocum.
Boo!
Boo!
Henry
he was
Slocum. Boo!
This
Wait,
is in,
just remind me. He, I'm offended by him. Just remind me.
He was a Union general during the Civil War. There's a statue of him at Grand Army Plaza
Let
in Brooklyn.
Let me guess, white male.
Yeah, probably. I'm not
okay.
positive, but probably. Okay,
yeah.
you're on the air. Why should we get rid of the statue of Henry Warren Slocum? No, we're not on bears. We got rid of the bears. Henry.
You don't think we need 90 seconds?
A day late. Andy, if we
209-9368.
If we do 90 seconds, don't you realize that the statues, the offensive statues that we're getting rid of will be reduced by 50%? Don't you realize
that? Okay. Yeah. Take the call. Take the next call.
Okay, I got to reset the timer. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Wait, did this Union General survive?
No, he's out of there. No, he did survive. Where was he? Yeah, he did survive. Okay, The next statue is the statue of Governor Kemble Warren, also in Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn, also a white male Union general. You're on the air.
I've got a walking ball that's
general? Gunther? That guy?
Kemble Warren.
Oh, man. My grandpa's a story about that. How that guy hit his dog with his carriage.
Done.
And he didn't do anything about it.
Done. Out of there.
Done.
Okay.
Done it, done. Statue's down.
Okay.
The woking ball can smell blood.
And the next statue is the rotating cube in the East Village. You know the cube. It's called Alamo.
Yeah, I know the cube.
Yeah, cube.
I'll take care of this one.
Okay.
There's no place in the current Manhattan for squares.
Out of there. It's out of there. Okay.
Yeah, that's an L7.
Okay. And, this is a big one. This is a statue of Abraham Lincoln in Union Square Park in New York City.
I can't remember if he owned slaves or did he free the slaves.
Probably.
I didn't read the whole Wikipedia page.
Probably a little bit of both.
Something to do with slaves.
No, he did free the slaves. He was responsible for the Emancipation Proclamation.
Well, okay, I'll put that in the plus column.
Okay. You're on the air. Why should we get rid of the statue of Abraham Lincoln in Union Square Park?
Abraham Lincoln killed an Indian once.
Did he really?
That's it. It's good enough for me.
Good enough.
That's actually true.
That's out of there. He's out of there.
I don't care what else he's done.
Grappling hooks around his neck.
Also, imagine if you had bought a ticket to the play at Ford Theater, American Cousin. Imagine that. You had paid to see the whole play. And Abraham Lincoln screaming and whining and bleeding interrupts the whole play. And I don't think they gave you your money back.
At what point in the play did that happen?
At the funniest part in the third act.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a comedy?
And then try to get your money back from Ford Theater.
Was it a comedy, that play?
It was a comedy.
Okay, we're moving on. This is another animal statue. It's the eagles and prey in Central Park. It's eagles attacking, like varmints, like voles or fox. Eagles and prey in Central Park. Why should it come down? You're on the air.
Innocent voles and innocent foxes?
Yeah.
Well, that seems pretty easy. Maybe our callers have an answer. We want to bring it down. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Nightmare about eagles last night.
That's
right.
Good
nightmare about eagles? It's down.
That statue causes nightmares.
Out of there. Okay, we reset the timer. Andy, this is so exciting. We might actually be able to get rid of more than 60 statues tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, I want to take a moment and thank Jeremiah, who put this list together.
Yes, thank you, Jeremiah.
Oh, my God, he's our guardian angel.
Okay,
if there was a statue of Jeremiah, I'd reluctantly knock it down. I wouldn't be happy about it.
This is a bust of Alexander Lyman Holly. It's in Washington Square Park in New York, and he, of course, is famous as the founder of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers.
Let me ask you this.
Evil.
Yes or no question. Yes or no question.
Okay.
Is he Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
No.
Uh-huh. Take it down.
All right. He's coming down.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was an easy one.
Got it.
And that was his own fault for not being Ruth Bader Ginsburg. 201-209-9368.
Okay. The next statue that we're putting up here is the bust of Alexander Skeen, a white male U.S. Army surgeon and famous gynecologist. It's in Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. Why should it come down?
Well, I can only imagine how a gynecologist becomes famous.
Exactly. Okay. Down.
You're talking to a man with three daughters. And to protect them, I think we've got to take this statue down.
Okay, and we've gone through the first page of the statues. All right, here we go.
201-209-9368. We know they're offensive. We just need to know why.
Okay, there's a statue of a praying mantis. It's Francis the Praying Mantis on the grounds of the Staten Island Children's Hospital in Staten Island. Staten Island Children's Museum, sorry. Why should it come down? Francis the Praying Mantis, why must it be removed? You're on the air. Go. Francis the Praying Mantis.
Oh.
You know Francis.
Yeah.
Why? Why must it come down?
not secular.
He's what?
Nick's church and state. Praying mantises are.
Praying mantises. There should be a separation between church and state. Is what he's saying.
Gotcha. Okay, he's out of there.
An insect praying.
It took a while. It took a while, but we got him out of there.
That's okay, true. The Woking Ball has destroyed that statue, which is fine with me. More room for more Ruth Bader Ginsburg statues.
The next statue is a bust of Johann Wolfgang von Goethe in Bryant Park.
What did von Goethe do?
It should be taken down because he's an overachiever.
Overachiever? Out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's making all of us losers feel more pathetic.
Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want any successful people being celebrated. 201-209-9368. We're taking down statues left and right. We have our Woking Ball on the move.
Okay, the next one is the statue of William Shakespeare in Central Park. Why should it come down?
Yeah.
Statue of William Shakespeare.
All right, what's the statue?
William Shakespeare in Central Park.
Is this Wi-Fi statue or is this 5G?
No, this is life size.
Wi-Fi, it's got to go down. We need that 5G. It's coming.
Okay.
Well, it's not quite.
We need a tower.
Well,
that's a prime location for that 5G tower.
I believe that Shylock character he created in Merchant of Venice, that's pretty controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-Semitic, my opinion.
You're right. Shylock was an anti-Semitic character. And
let's
not to mention.
Down. He's gone. He's gone, baby.
He's gone.
It's over.
Okay, it's over.
The Woking Ball has taken him down.
Not to mention that he was a plagiarist, right?
He
stole a lot of his stories from Sam Johnson or something.
Well, we can't hold stealing stories against people, or else I wouldn't have a career.
Okay.
The
next statue.
You know what? I now get it. I now get this whole movement. This is so satisfying.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's so much fun. It makes you feel so much better about your own pathetic life.
Okay. The next statue is a big one. It's the statue in Madison Square Park of Roscoe Conkling.
Conkling?
Roscoe Conkling.
And who is he?
I don't know.
Wait, Conklin?
Conkling. Conkling. Roscoe Conkling. Statue in Madison Square Park. Why must it come down?
Well, I think he's just not famous enough to stay up if we don't know who he is.
Caller, you're on the air. Why should we take down the statue of Roscoe Conkling?
That space you could put up maybe two Ruth Bader Ginsburg statues.
You're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. You're on the air.
Okay, yes. All right, Conkling. It sounds too much like the conch that was used in the Lord of the Flies. And anybody that's abandoning their children or letting their children be loose like that is unacceptable.
Yeah, it can't help but remind us.
I like your logic.
Of the trauma that those children went through in Lord of the Flies.
Okay, he's gone. The next statue is the statue of Robert Burns in Central Park.
Robert Burns, the poet?
Don't know.
Yeah, Robert Burns.
Yeah, Robert Burns, of course, the poet.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Exactly, that Robert Burns.
I mean, to compare mice to and men, but... Well, let me see.
It's kind of insulting to men.
It is. Well, he points out that things don't always go the way you plan.
Well, let's see if a listener has an idea. Why
can't
should
help we... but, can't help but make you feel like depressed.
You're on the air.
Who
Why
is
should
this
we?
Statue? This is Julia Child calling.
Why should we get rid of the statue of Robert? Oh my God, Andy! I think Robert Burns is going to be
Robert,
spared.
He's been spared.
No, he's got.
Oh, no.
He's got
the
13 seconds.
Ball wants him.
You're on the air. Why should we get rid of Robert Burns' statue?
Because I can't write a book.
Good enough.
Exactly.
Good enough.
Exactly. He's just taunting us and our illiteracy.
Okay. This is exciting, but it's really
exhausting. 201-209-9368. Has the wonking statue, are we batting 800? Are we taking about 8 out of 10 down?
We're doing pretty good. I'd say, we're definitely over 50%.
More room for Ruth Bader Ginsburg statues.
Okay, this is a big one. This is one.
You know, maybe the statue will be of young Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She had a tremendous rack as a younger woman.
Andy, that's that's really offensive. Please.
Oh, I know, but you gotta see.
No, please take that. No, you can't say that. That's
okay. Well, we'll take down the statue.
That's not funny.
Of the young Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That is not funny, Andy.
Okay. Well, wait. I'm pretty sure it is. Hold on.
No, it's not.
Wait. Hold on.
All right.
I'm looking it up.
We're putting up.
Yes, it is funny. I have an algorithm right here.
We're putting up the next statue. I can't imagine what would possibly be wrong with this, but it's the Duke Ellington Memorial Statue in Duke Ellington Circle in Manhattan. What's the problem with it? Duke Ellington.
Yeah, you know what? I never liked that Take the A-Train song.
I like the A-Train song.
Yeah.
I think Billy Strayhorn write that anyway?
Oh, did he?
Maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Since we disagree on it, let's just take down half the statue.
Okay, taking down half the statue of Duke Ellington. All right, hang on, caller. We're putting up a new statue. This is the bust of John Howard Van Amringe, who was a mathematician at Columbia University.
And is that where the statue is?
And I feel microaggressed by that.
Microaggressed by his prowess in math, right?
Yeah, it's really hurtful. Upsetting.
Anyone that can do algebra, I think, is.
He's out of there. Thank you.
201-209-9368. I know. People walking by, they can't even balance their checkbook. They have to look at that guy.
Okay, the next one is, I'm not sure where this is. It's somewhere in New York City. Let me reset the timer. It's the statue known as Indian Hunter. But, Andy, I have to tell you that it is a statue of an Indian who is hunting.
Yeah.
It's not a statue of somebody hunting Indians. It's a native. Yeah. It's a Native American who is hunting. Why should we take this down?
I believe it's a Native American who is hunting lesbians.
No, no.
Yes, I believe that's
Andy,
the story behind that statue.
That is not funny, Andy.
Well, it might.
Let
me check.
Look it up.
Funny.
That is not funny.
No, I could just put it in. I have a computer program that tells me something's funny.
Caller, can you tell us why we need to take down the Indian Hunter statue?
The Indian Hunter?
Yeah.
Because he uses bow and arrows, which are dangerous.
Exactly.
Good enough for me.
Reckless. Okay.
Yeah, celebrating that kind of weaponry and that kind of violence.
We're doing really well now. Okay.
We're kicking butt.
We're going to another statue in Central Park. This is the statue of Alexander von Humboldt, explorer and scientist, and might I add, heteronormative cis white male. Hi, you're on the
201-209-9368. Now, is this person Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
No. It's a heteronormative cis white male named Alexander von Humboldt, explorer and scientist. There's a statue of him.
Von Humboldt.
Yeah, von Humboldt.
Yeah, I gave my dad gave him a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint his chicken coop, and he never did it. Paint my chicken coop.
It's coming down.
He's out of there. I don't believe you, but we're taking it down anyway. All right.
Oh, you don't have to have a good reason. You don't have to believe the reason, Ken. This is the fun of the mob. You don't even understand how mobs work.
I don't, I guess. Okay, the next one is a good one. This is the statue of William Dodge. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
He was a Wall Street he was a Native American rights activist, but he was also a Wall Street banker. And there's a statue of him.
Yay! Wait, hold on. Let me get this straight.
Yay for
that Native American rights activist.
Yeah, but Wall Street banker. Boo!
Boo for making money, for being a capitalist. But yay for the Native. Oh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I can see. It's reasonable people can disagree about him.
Andy, you're eating up all our time. Caller, why should we take down the statue of William Dodge, Wall Street banker and Native American rights activist?
Because I'd rather see a statue of Raquel Welch in a bikini.
Exactly. 201-209-9368. Look, feminist. I'm the biggest feminist there is, but oh my God, Raquel Welch in a bikini in that caveman movie.
Andy.
Not
funny.
Oh, but even feminist. Come on. Raquel Welch.
All right. The next statue is George M. Cohan.
And you know what it would say on that statue, on the little plaque? You don't have to have her name. You don't have to have anything. Just va-va-voom.
The next statue is George M. Cohan in Duffy Square in New York City.
George M. Cohan, the songwriter?
Yes! What songs did he write?
Well, he wrote What'll I Do? He wrote, he wrote I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. There you go.
Oh, that's a pretty offensive song.
Yeah, very offensive. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Oh, my God.
That's anti-Italian. All right, fine.
Yeah.
We're taking it down.
Yeah. Well, it's pro-Italian.
No, it's anti-Italian.
No, it's anti-Indian.
No, it's anti-Italian because...
No, he was denying his Indian... He was denying the pride of Indian heritage by calling the feather macaroni.
But everything was being called macaroni back then. It was a trend. It was like everything was macaroni. It was just like...
Oh, yeah, that was a very short-lived fad.
Nonsense.
I remember reading about that. Okay, that's okay. Room for another Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue. 201-209-9368.
Okay, the next one is one...
And not the young Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she was hot. Apparently that's offensive.
Yeah.
The older Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay, this next one is very near and dear to my heart. This is a statue of the tightrope walker on the grounds of Columbia University, but it's dedicated to Wild Bill Donovan, founder of the OSS, the precursor
and the CIA.
Of the CIA. Right. And he was also a big proponent of LSD.
Oh, so you must have real mixed feelings.
I have very mixed feelings about him.
Yay for the LSD. Boo for his years with the CIA.
Hi, you're on the air. Should we take down the tightrope walker statue, which is dedicated to Wild Bill Donovan? Why?
Yeah, because what has he done for me lately?
Good enough for
good
me.
Good enough for us.
201-209-9368.
I would like to take that statue.
Another Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue.
Okay. The next one is, got to reset the timer here, the statue of Sun Yat-sen in Columbus Park in Manhattan.
Sun Yat-sen?
It's promoting danger because he's walking across a tightrope.
No. Come on. That's last week's news. Jeez.
Man,
you know,
you're a tough taskmaster with your Woking Ball. You're really... Why did we only rent the Woking Ball for 1 hour? Why?
It was cheaper.
It was a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot to do.
I'm not going to pay 2 hours for the Woking Ball. You know how much the Woking Ball is per hour?
We have to return it to Avis as soon as we're done.
Hi, you're on the air. And why should we get rid of Sun Yat-sen? 17 seconds to go.
Because he didn't like Gilda Radner.
Okay, good enough.
Man, can you imagine the nerve of that guy? 201-209-9368.
All right, we were just talking about how macaroni is a slur on Italian Americans, and the next statue is the statue of Giuseppe Garibaldi, the Italian patriot that's in Washington Square Park. Why does it need to go?
I think the word patriot gives you a big, big clue, doesn't it, Uncle Ken?
Yeah, he was a nationalist. He was a neo-fascist, I guess. He was like a proto-Mussoliniite. Can you confirm any of that, caller? You're on the air.
Just say the word confirmed, then we're done.
Say confirmed.
Okay, the statue's down.
They didn't say confirmed. They didn't say anything, Andy.
The Woking Ball is itching.
Andy, there's...
For more blood.
25 seconds left for the statue of Giuseppe Garibaldi, Italian patriot. Why must it come down? You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, because he's not American.
Non-American, okay.
Good enough for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Resetting
the timer. And the next statue, Andy, is the figures of letters and sciences which flank the gates to Columbia University. There's a letter, and then there's a science.
Okay, that's real simple. We really, we got to take this one down. We need space for our RoboCop statue. Let's make room for the real oppressors.
Good enough.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Don't quite follow the logic, but it's good enough. 201-209-9368.
It's definitely as good as the logic we had about the statue of Abraham Lincoln. I don't even remember what that was.
I don't either.
All right, here's another one, Andy.
In order to learn what that was, we'd have to replay this show, and that ain't happening.
This is another one near and dear to my heart. It is the statue of Balto the Wonder Dog in Central Park. You know about Balto, right?
I do not.
Balto raced through the Alaskan tundra to bring vaccine to people in Point Barrow or something. He saved lives.
Did he bring enough vaccine for everyone?
Yes!
That's a tough one.
Balto the Wonder Dog, he was a St. Bernard. He risked his life to save the people of Point Barrow, Alaska. Why must the statue of Balto come down?
But I believe after the night after that incident, he spent humping the mayor's leg.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Why must the statue of Balto the Wonder Dog come down? You're on the air.
Because the statue's scratch and sniff.
Okay.
Okay. Don't understand that one either.
No.
But it's coming down. We don't need a good reason. We just need a reason.
Andy, you don't question the reasons.
You don't question the mob.
You must believe the reasons.
I just forgot. Wait, I just forget. Just remind me, Ken, who elected us as the governor as the guys who decide all this. I can't remember.
The good people of Bayonne.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a runoff.
They didn't exactly elect us, but we just said, is it okay if we rent one of these wrecking balls? And no one objected.
Right. Okay, timer is on. This is the statue of Henry Ward Beecher, who is an abolitionist. This is going to be tough. An abolitionist, there's a statue of him in Cadman Plaza. He was, I might add, a heteronormative cis white male boomer. So, Henry Ward Beecher, why must the statue come down? You're on the air. Henry Ward Beecher.
He's dead, so why keep his statue up?
Okay, good enough.
Exactly. The man had the gall to die. And that's something that Ruth Bader Ginsburg avoided, at least so far.
Okay, Andy, we have another poet up on the chopping block now.
It's maybe this Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue will be like more a lighter, more you know, one more fun. Maybe like her doing the hula hoop or something.
This is the statue of Fitz Greene Halleck, 19th century American poet. It's in Central Park.
Poetry.
Poetry. Yeah.
Statue. No. We're celebrating poets?
Yeah, yeah. Remember, there's another poet.
The most impressive art form in the world. 201-209-9368. Why should this statue come down?
It's the statue of Fitz Greene Halleck in Central Park. Why must it come down?
Was every poem he wrote about slavery and racism? And if not, why not?
No. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. You've convinced me.
He found a more important subject to talk about?
I guess from time to time he did.
That's not good enough for me.
Okay.
201-209-9368. The Woking Ball is on the move.
It's the Glory of Commerce statue on top of Grand Central Terminal. Why must it come down? The Glory of Commerce statue. You're on the air. Hi. It's you.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you. You're on the air. Hi. You. Yes.
The Glory of Commerce statue?
Yes, Glory of Commerce.
Well, commerce is bad. Got to come down.
Right.
All commerce. Yeah. All bad.
Thank you. Down.
There's always a victim when in any exchange of goods and services.
That's right.
201-209-9368.
It's a zero-sum game. Somebody comes out ahead. Somebody comes out behind.
Well, that's the exact opposite of zero-sum game.
I meant to say it's not a zero-sum game. Okay.
Well, that's the exact opposite of zero-sum game. Not a zero-sum game.
It's not a zero-sum game.
It is not. I think you mean to say it is not a zero-sum game.
It's not like it's not a zero-sum game.
It is not a zero-sum game.
Okay, here's one, Andy. This is going to be tough. It's the USS Maine Monument. Was that JFK's boat?
No, he was PT-109.
Oh, PT-109.
No, the USS Maine was a military ship that sank, a naval ship that sank.
Oh, so they were losers.
And we're supposed to remember. Yeah, they were losers. It wasn't very.
Yeah, why do we have a statue to losers?
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we have a statue of boats that say float?
Right. Okay. That's down. It had one
job to do. Stay above the water. And it didn't do it.
They couldn't even pull that off.
It's a celebration of failure.
Wow. We're on page 2 of the New York City statues, and the only one that we couldn't take down was the Duke Ellington Memorial. Okay, the next one.
Oh, we took half of it down.
Oh, that's right. You're right. We took half of it down.
So it's just Duke Ellington from the waist down.
So the next one is the statue of Tau, the Greek letter Tau at Hunter College. Why must it come down? You're on the air. It's you. You.
Because it promotes Greek style.
Okay.
Good enough.
Promotes Greek style.
209-9368. You're asking this week. You're asking listeners, Ken, to think on their feet, to improvise.
Okay, Andy, this one's going to be tough. I'm warning you right ahead. This is another statue in Bryant Park. It's a statue of Gertrude Stein.
Yeah.
Why must it come down?
Another white male.
No, Gertrude Stein was not a white male.
I'm pretty sure she was a white male.
No, she was not.
I'm pretty sure she was.
Nope. Statue of Gertrude Stein. Why must it come down? It's your turn. You're on the air. Tell us why.
We got to take down all the Ruth Bader Ginsburg statues first.
Wait.
I'm really sorry.
This is not a Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue. It's a statue of Gertrude Stein.
But we have to take down Ruth Bader Ginsburg because she had a master's degree. So she was a master Bader Ginsburg.
He just got his joke in.
Yeah, he did.
Gertrude Stein, why must it come down? There's only 13 seconds.
Because she wore white shoes after Labor Day.
Okay, out. She's out.
Yeah.
Bad fashion sense. Bad fashion sense.
It was a style violation. 201-209-9368. As you know, you don't need a good reason. You just need a reason and a rope. You need a reason and a rope.
And a grappling hook.
And a grappling hook and the woking ball.
Which we have rented for 1 hour. And we have a statue in Rockefeller Plaza of Prometheus, the Greek god Prometheus.
Oh, I know that statue.
Yeah. Why must Prometheus come down? You're on the air. It's you.
Hi. It's not big enough.
Exactly. It's an insult. It's an insult.
He worked so hard.
It's an insult to Prometheus. It's an insult to Greek Americans. It's out of there.
It should be at least five times the size. Wait until you see the size of the Ruth Bader Ginsburg statue going up at Rockefeller Center.
How big is it going to be?
You won't be able to skate anymore.
That sounds good to me.
It's ginormous. You won't be able to see the sun.
Okay, we're down to the last 20 or so. This is the statue of Sir Walter Scott.
The 201-209-9368. Wait, Sir Walter Scott, he was an explorer? Or was he an early settler?
Scottish-American poet, historian, playwright. Okay. Statue of Sir Walter Scott in Central Park. Why must it go? You're on the air. It's you!
Because he's ugly and his mama dresses him funny.
Okay, done.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's taunting us. Because he's so ugly.
Okay, the next one is a bust. It's a bust.
It's an insult to attractive people.
It's a bust of Ludwig van Beethoven, famous deaf person.
Well, he was known for more than being deaf.
No, primarily he was deaf. And the phones have gone dead.
Well, anyone that's had to sit through a classical music concert.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was a composer too. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Ludwig van Beethoven. Why's it got to go?
It's a distraction.
A distraction from what?
It's distracting.
That's all you need.
Okay, distracting.
That's all you need. One individual in the mob finds it distracting. You need better than that, Ken?
Okay, the next one is the statue of Horace Greeley in Herald Square.
Horace Greeley, he was a publisher?
He was from the New York Greeleys.
Yeah, he published a newspaper.
Hi, you're on the air. Horace Greeley statue, why's it got to go?
Because he's such a stupid git.
Okay. Okay. We're working our way through
these.
Did
you know that about Horace Greeley?
I didn't. No, I actually thought he was a smart guy. I didn't
know. No. He was not only a git, Ken. He was a stupid git.
I didn't know that, but I know it now.
Yeah, you don't have to bother looking it up. One of our fellow mobsters has declared it to be true.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We have about 18 statues left. We're looking for reasons why they have to come down. And the next one is, let me reset the timer, is Fred Lebo, the founder of the New York City Marathon. There's a statue of him in Central Park. Phone number 201-209-9368. Was he the guy who cheated, Andy?
No, that was Rosie Ruiz. But he's the guy that facilitated the cheating.
Yeah, he was head of the marathon.
Also, I don't believe the New York Marathon is handicapped accessible. I've never seen a physically handicapped person win that marathon.
Well, that's true. They haven't won, but they do race.
Well, yeah, they race.
But they don't get a big enough head start. That's a good point.
The odds are certainly stacked.
No, you're right. That's a very good point. Okay, we'll take him down.
Yeah, he's gone, baby, gone.
He was an ableist. He was an ableist enabler.
201-209-9368. I believe he was a white male, and I believe he was not Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The next is the Giuseppe Verdi Monument in Verdi Square Park in Manhattan. Why's it got to go? Giuseppe Verdi, you're on the air. It's you.
Because marathons are oppressive to people.
No, that's Fred Lebo. That's Fred Lebo. It's not 1975. We're talking about Giuseppe Verdi.
We moved on 20 seconds ago.
The composer. Giuseppe Verdi statue. Why's it got to go? You're on the air. It's you.
Because he's giving me a dirty look.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Good
there's
enough.
Something about the eyes.
I know.
The face.
It's like the eyes follow you all around Verdi Square Park.
Yeah.
It's like he's a stalker.
That's good. Yeah. He's like stalking the visitors to that park. 201-209-9368. 9368. And the Woking Ball is on the move.
We have 15 to go, 15 minutes left. We're doing great here. The next statue is the statue of Philip Sheridan, the U.S. general, heteronormative cis white male, boomer, who fought both the Confederacy and later the Indians. So on one hand, he fought the rebel troops, but then he...
Yay! But then, wait, there's a but?
Yeah, then he fought Native Americans.
Oh, boo! Boo for that!
And he is the Sheridan of Sheridan Square. That's where his statue is. Hi, you're on the air. Philip Sheridan, U.S. general. Why does he got to go?
Don't worship the false prophet.
Good enough.
Good enough for me. 201-209-9368. We don't need a good reason. We just need a reason.
And now, Andy, something for the Polish Americans in our audience. There's a monument to the 14th century Polish-Lithuanian King Jagiello in Central Park. Why's it got to go? King Jagiello in Central Park. Why's the statue got to come down? You know King Jagiello, the famous 14th century Polish-Lithuanian king.
I only know him from the nursery rhyme.
Which nursery rhyme is that?
About King Jagiello.
Yeah.
And three pies.
Lemon Jello. Hi, you're on the air, caller. It's you. You're on the air.
Me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi, Ken. My name is Mark. I'm calling from Astoria.
Hi, Mark.
And I would like to just speak up in favor of a fabulous suite of sculptures I've always admired. I'm not sure if everyone will agree with me on this.
If there's someone that might disagree with you, they're coming down.
Well, for one thing, he just ran out the clock on King Jagiello, so
King
Jagiello stays
in at the entrance to
Maybe that was his plan to distract.
So you were telling us about a wonderful statue that needs to come down near the entrance to Prospect Park. What is it?
I'm actually calling in defense of it. I'm sure it has.
In defense of it? It's incredibly offensive.
But you yourself admitted that not everyone agrees.
It's incredibly.
You yourself admitted that there's room for disagreement regarding these statues.
Not everybody agrees. It creates a very unsafe area. It just creates an aura of unsafeness around Prospect Park. And I think that's...
Well, they could topple at any time. That's true. Yeah.
All right. We're moving on. I don't even know what the statue is, but it's got to come down.
If it ain't Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it's coming down.
This next one is the statue of... Whoops. Whoa, little lady. Okay. This is the statue of Jose de San Martin.
Did you just call your phone bank little lady?
I did not, no.
I believe you did.
No, I don't think so.
As a father of three daughters, Ken.
Yeah.
I celebrate that and love you for it.
This is the statue of Jose de San Martin, general. He was known as the liberator of Argentina, Chile, and Peru. The liberator.
Say no more.
As though there were no people.
You know how those liberators do their business.
Yeah, as though there were no human beings in Argentina, Chile, and Peru until Jose de San... Oh, man, I want to take that one down myself.
Give that one to you, and that'll count as your Hanukkah gift.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. The Woking Ball moves on.
The next one is the monument to General William Jenkins Worth, distinguished heteronormative cis white male boomer general, fought in the Mexican-American War against the Mexicans.
Against the Mexicans?
Yes.
The indigenous Mexican population?
Yes, yeah.
Wait, they're not white?
No.
They're not white? He was fighting against the non-whites?
I think I see where you're going with this. We're taking it down. It's down.
Please do.
It's down. Okay.
Hello, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
All right, the next one.
Number 55.
The next one is going to be tough because it's Alexander Hamilton. It's the statue of Alexander Hamilton in Central Park.
Wait. Is it the Puerto Rican version?
No, it's the white version. Yes, it's the white
version. No. That's so old news. That's so regressive.
Yeah, you're right.
The Hamilton I come to love sings rap, has a rhyming dictionary with him at all times, and is Puerto Rican.
Okay, yeah, this is the white version.
Oh, no.
Get
him out of my sight.
I know, that's amazing that they took a person of color, Alexander Hamilton, and they whitewashed him.
I know, it's like they never even saw a $10 bill.
All right, he's out of there. All right, the next one is William Cullen Bryant, American poet and newspaper editor and namesake of Bryant Park. And there's a statue of him right there. Why does he need to come down? William Cullen Bryant, it's you! You're on the air!
Who?
You!
No, it's a statue.
Oh, it's a statue of William Cullen Bryant.
The publisher, William Bryant.
William Bryant, namesake of Bryant Park. There's a huge, incredibly offensive statue of him in Bryant Park. It kind of watches you as you walk around Bryant Park.
Let's leave it alone. Let it stay.
We're moving on.
What?
20 seconds. Spared. William Cullen Bryant, why does it need to go? William Cullen Bryant, why does the statue need to go? 10 seconds. Give us a reason.
Yeah, so I got sculptor friends, right? Want to give them more employment? Let's tear down some statues.
Yeah,
get some
that's
statues
right.
I don't even understand what you're saying, but it seems like he made sense.
It's an odd. I got it. He's saying that that the existing statues are forcing sculptors out of work.
Exactly. Okay. All right, the next one is one you may not have heard of. It's William T. Stead. He was a British journalist who died on the Titanic, and there's a statue of him in Central Park. Why does it need to go? The statue of William T. Stead, you're on the air.
He could have given his seat. He could have given his seat up on the lifeboat.
William T. Stead, British journalist, died on the Titanic.
Oh, well. No, we need to memorialize people who didn't die on at sea. You know, the people who made it across.
Exactly.
Yeah. The ocean.
Yeah.
Instead.
Right,
instead
the survivors. The survivors,
yeah.
Not
the
losers.
The wherewithal to hang on to the door with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. Build statues to people who drowned.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Losers.
Let's celebrate
those losers.
Okay, the next one, and we're coming down to the end of this.
Forfeit the right to have a statue built if you drown on a sinking ship.
The next statue is the statue of Father Francis P. Duffy, Catholic priest, chaplain of the Fighting 69th, the most highly decorated chaplain in U.S. Army history. It's in Times Square. Why does it need to
go? I just don't know about those Irish people.
Fine.
I just don't know either. And he's a priest. You can only imagine. You can only imagine what went on.
Oh, good point. Good point, Andy. Yeah. Okay. The next one is the.
And if he, you know, if he didn't partake in doing anything offensive, at least maybe I believe he turned a blind eye to it.
Statue of Daniel Webster in Central
Silence
Park.
Silence is violence, and I'm telling you, that's more than my opinion. That's a fact.
Okay, statue of Daniel Webster in Central Park. Why's it got to go? You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Daniel Webster, statue in Central Park. Why's it got to go?
He's a man.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for cutting to the chase. Finally. The next one
is... Anyone that's ever played Scrabble and had to deal with words from his dictionary.
Yeah, that oppressive dictionary. Jeez.
Yeah. His dictionary, man, just taunts me night and day. You can't spell that right. You can't spell that right.
Richard Morris Hunt. It's a bust. He was a famous 19th century American architect.
Was he a man? Was he a white man?
I believe so. With a name like that, Richard Morris Hunt.
How many slaves did he have in his on his plantation?
I don't think he had a plantation. He lived in New York.
Okay, but you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
He might have had a plantation.
He could have, yeah.
He could have, and he could have had slaves on that plantation.
Okay, all right, fine.
That's good enough. Come on.
You've convinced me. Okay.
If there's a chance.
Okay.
201-209-9368.
Okay, this is the Foley Square.
Unless you feel differently about slavery than I do.
Oh, my God, we only have a few minutes left. It's the Triumph of the Human Spirit statue in Foley Square in New York City. Why does it need to go?
Because of Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Yes, it's an insult to Triumph, the comic insult dog.
Yeah.
There's a little conflict
right
of interest there. It's confusing people.
Yes, it is.
Confusing,
you know,
fans
really
of
nice,
the of
it's
Robert Smigel.
It's a really nice statue for me to poop on.
There you go. There you go. Well, the woking ball is taking it down. We're putting up another Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
If you love Ruth Bader Ginsburg, come on to Manhattan sometime. We've got 110 statues of her.
The next statue that we want you to weigh in on is the statue in Central Park of Albert Bertel Thorvaldsen. Albert Bertel Thorvaldsen, Danish sculptor.
I'd hate to lose that one.
Why?
It's so much fun to hear the word, to hear that name.
Albert Bertel Thorvaldsen.
Yeah. It's like a song. It's like you're singing to me.
Okay, we're up to the Albert Bertel Thorvaldsen statue in Central Park. Why is it got to go?
Tear it down. It's better suited as a hologram.
Good. Yeah. Done.
Hey, Ken, can we just take a moment to recap and tell us what statues have been spared? Have you been keeping track?
Yes, I have been keeping track. Okay, these are the statues that have been squared. Fiorella LaGuardia in Greenwich Village. John Watts at Trinity Church. Mahatma Gandhi, Union Square Park. Jose Bonifacio de Andrada. Chester Arthur, the bust of Golda Meir in Golda Meir Square, the statue of Henry Warren Slocum, Union General, the bottom half of the Duke Ellington Memorial was spared at Duke Ellington Circle, the Polish-Lithuanian King Jagiello was spared.
But the other 50 statues...
They're all coming down.
They're all gone. The Woking Ball has taken them.
And I get the statue of Balto the Wonder Dog. I'm just laying claim for that one.
It's your new paperweight?
Yep. And we have two more to go.
Oh, I thought we were...
We're not. Benito Juarez, Mexican politician and revered hero of Mexican nationalism. Sounds like a good guy. Bryant Park. Benito Juarez. What? Why's he got to go?
Because he sucks.
I don't accept that.
I do.
You do?
Somebody in our mob is not happy with him. Somebody in our mob has more information, maybe some inside information, than we do.
Okay, fine. All right, the last one is Giuseppe Marzini. No, not Marzini. Marzini was a mobster. Giuseppe Mazzini, Italian patriot and American revolutionary in Central Park. You're on the air. Don't let down the Italian Americans. Let this one stand. Giuseppe Mazzini.
Easy one. He didn't have the proper permits for building his masturbatorium.
Okay, done.
There you go, yeah.
And we're done. We're done. This is WFMU East Orange.
He thought he could cut corners. Okay, so we've taken down 52 statues. Our work here is done. We're going to return the Woking Ball to Avis before the hour's up. We only rented it for an hour.
Are you going to return it?
I'll return it. Good job, Kenny.
Are they still open?
I'm gonna put on my mask and gloves. I'm gonna be very careful about when I return it.
Well, if they're not open, you can probably just leave it in the lot and drop the key through the slot in the door.
Will do.
That's what I did last time. That was exhausting, but fun, and I feel like we did some really good work.
Yeah, well done. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun being woke, isn't it?
It is fun.
Because there are no rules.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for phoning it in yet again.
I'll see you next week, buddy.
See ya. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Are you?
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
tough. I got a hole in the wall, got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
My lovely baby's door.
She need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
I could come through the chimney like Santa Claus. Go through the window and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom door. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more. To my lovely baby's door. 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 One, two, many more.
I ran away through the closet behind her clothes. Away through the attic that no one knows. A master key to fit any lock. A hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my